Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What is this?
It's a show business.
Getting crazy, being unpredictable, that's your brand.
Who's ready to entertain?
To entertain folks.
Intensive good radio's preparation.
Oh, you're not prepared for this.
What is happening here?
I like your free-flowing format.
They got great banter. They jib-jab.
You guys are my salvation every morning, and thank God I heard your voice.
It's totally different.
Oh, we should start the show.
Okay, it's showtime!
And then it went away.
Oh.
What a morning. What a morning. Now it's
all
there.
Right.
I don't know. Well, there we go. Oh, it's been that kind of morning. Sorry.
Mike and Carla
it
Morning
was
Show.
Going. You weren't going. It was going.
I had it up. I had
no,
it up.
No, you didn't. It was up over there. You didn't have it up there.
No, I did.
I heard it over there. I was hearing it out of there. But
okay,
there
what?
We go. Doesn't matter. Oh, it's that kind of morning, people. It started with the big spill, so...
Show
that
number
kind of morning.
2092, Mike
yes.
and Carla Morning Show. Along with our producer, Morty, who is taking Mommy to the airport.
Doing an airport run, yes.
Yeah, she's out of there, so.
I think I finally realized that, you know all those people that you told months ago, we will get together when this pandemic is over.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to expect to get together now. And
oh.
it just hit me. Going to have to see everybody now. Lovely. Just
perfect.
Lovely.
All right. So we kick off the show. First winner, 10K payday contest, Mary Jo Swack. Mary Jo
yeah.
Swack got the call. Her reaction from the Beasley banker when she found out she won $500.
I am so excited.
So the banker asked, hey, Mary Jo, what are you going to do with the money? Here's what she said.
I'm really not sure. I am, believe it or not, I'm going to lose my job in the next 2 months.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure it'll come in handy.
Well, you know what?
Gosh, I hate to hear that.
We do too. So the $10,000 grand prize that she might win, that'll come in real handy.
I hope so.
As
yeah.
well as for everybody else who entered the correct word on time last hour. Even though you didn't win the $500, you're still qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Next chance to win coming up a little bit, less than an hour from now.
Yes.
7 o'clock, we'll have that for you. Sunshine, windy, gusts up to like 50 miles an hour later this afternoon. All hell's breaking loose.
Oh.
Highs in the mid to upper 80s. We've got about 64 outside right now. Let's find out a few of those things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Day. In honor of that, Kraft came out with grilled cheese incense. If you burn it, it smells like grilled cheese.
Oh,
and they're
boy.
Giving away 1,000 sticks. If you want to win one, you can enter by tweeting the hashtag, breathe cheesy or hashtag sweepstakes. Do that by Thursday, and you will enter to win. Not a bad smell. Not a bad smell at all.
Enjoy the smell
yeah.
without the flavor.
Yes, exactly. You don't get the calories, so
uh-oh.
That's kind of nice.
That's the other thing.
Right? I have not used algebra, geometry much since high school, college. Haven't had any in-depth conversations on Moby Dick. But do you need that? That's what the question is. Do you need all of those things in real life? According to a new survey, almost 85% of parents say they think schools should spend time teaching actual life skills
mm-hmm.
to students, because they say some of the skills that kids say, and we also say that we wish we'd learned in school, how to save money, how taxes work, how to take care of your mental health, how to buy a house, how to cook a basic meal. We used to have home ec. You remember
right.
that?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they do that anymore. But, yeah, these are things that kids just don't know how to do once they get out of school, go into college, even once they get out of college oftentimes. So.
Well, I understand that reasoning.
Yeah.
But I think learning all that other stuff
uh-huh.
just makes you a smarter person.
Yes,
overall.
Reading tests of the d'Urbervilles. Yes, exactly.
Well, not that. I'm talking about
no.
the geometry and the math
well,
and everything else.
It does.
However, I think your parents sometimes need to step up and help guide you in how to buy a house, how to do this, how to do that.
But the problem is, I don't even know if your parents can tell you how to buy a house at times.
Well,
you know what
not.
I mean? Hopefully your economics teacher can teach you those things. You know what I mean? The people who are specialized in those things. I truly don't know if I've ever used trigonometry. I had to take it. I've never used trig in my life.
I wasn't smart enough to get into that class to begin with.
I wasn't either. I had no business being in
trig. Clearly, I won't need it.
And, hey, Raiders fans, it is more expensive to be a Raider fan than any other NFL team. Total cost of being a fan, they calculate it by average ticket prices for all 16 games, home and away. Average cost of a beer and a hot dog at a game. One jersey, one half for the whole season. Average price of a one-night hotel accommodation for an away game. Yeah. It's about $3,600. Cincinnati Bengals down at the bottom, they're about $2,600. So my Lions just up above the Bengals by a little bit. So pretty cheap to be a Lions fan, especially when their stuff goes on sale because they're a crappy team. So it's much easier.
And that's the attraction.
Yes, it is. But yeah, Raiders fans, good luck to you. Since they moved here, it's a little steeper. It is Tuesday. Few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane 702-999-9900 or younginjurylaw.com.
I know we haven't talked about bowling much. Have you watched it lately? On TV?
Once in a while, if it's on, I'll watch it.
It's like totally different.
Oh, it's very exciting.
When they introduce the bowlers now, there's like a fog machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And music rocking, and they come
out wearing sunglasses,
and the crowd goes wild.
They don't have just the regular cool bowling shirts they used to wear either.
They're all
done up. They got sponsors, too. Yeah.
Well, there was an 18-year-old professional bowler named Anthony Neuer. And this was over the weekend. The announcers, you got to hear this. This bowler is known as the Ginger Assassin.
Yes. The 18-year-old.
That's it. He had a 7-10 split. During the match, and here's how it was called.
The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
Sponsor. It was just epic. They just kept that going, and they turned what he had done into the sponsors. It was great. It was just great. It was really good.
Woo-hoo-hoo! My goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped a 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet.
So he picked up the 7-10 split.
So hard to do. But it's easier to hit a home run than a 7-10 split.
When it was all said and done, he didn't even win the match.
I know, but you know what? He has that. You hit a home run, you can still lose the game.
You can.
Right?
Well, and clearly the bowling match. Who thought? Bowling.
All about bowling this morning, huh?
It's all about bowling.
My goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped a 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
Which is
the Ginger Assassin.
Kirby, what's up?
Hey, I just had to tell you about that story you just said about the 7-10 split.
Yeah.
I saw that on ESPN, and the most amazing part of it is he didn't go on the inside, you know, where the gutter is to get it. He hit it on the other side, and it bounced off the wall and went all the way across. I guess that's the easiest way to do it. And I'd always thought you had to go on the outside, you know, almost ride the gutter and click it over.
Oh.
But he hit the opposite side and bounced it off the wall. It was amazing.
I have some family, not to stereotype, you know, because I'm part Polish,
Yes.
So I have some bowlers in the family.
Uh-huh. So that's all. I just thought you guys might want to know that.
And the force you have to hit that with is so amazingly hard to bounce that pin. in with, for it to move like that and fly across to the other side just right. Oh.
It's amazing, but I guess that's the way to do it. I guess the new technology says that's how you do it, and I'm in a bowling league, and I've never did it in my life.
Have you tried to knock it off the side, though, and do it that way?
No, I just saw that yesterday, so the next time I get it, which will probably be the next time I bowl, that'll be what I'll be going for. I haven't got a chance to try it yet.
Right on. Do it. And Kirby, let us know how it works.
Well, I got a feeling I probably won't be coming back to tell you.
I was going to say,
hey, I'm going to try it.
Anytime you wind up with a 7-10 split, it's just like, all right, let me get one of these.
At least one.
I get them a lot because I just pull it straight. I don't have that curve, and I'm not an expert like a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
But it's really fun to try, that's for sure.
God.
Look at bowling, all exciting and everything.
I know. I want to, in my retirement, I'm going to join a bowling league.
Are you?
Oh, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, South Point has dollar bowling from 7 to 9, so it's a really good time to do it.
Love it. Love it.
There you go.
Kirby, right, have a great...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Good day, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Online transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Play to win.
I'm in it to win.
Our plan is to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by our friends over at Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is social.
Social. S-O-C-I-A-L. Social.
That's the word you need right there to win $500 right now. Text it, social, to 45911. That is 45911. Win the $500 and also qualify for that 10K payday by entering the code word at 96.3kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your phone. It is the easiest way to do things, the app. Again, the word social. You got 15 minutes to do this. Make sure you spell it correctly and make sure you pick up your phone if you get a weird number calling you in a short while. Might be the Beasley banker. You don't want to miss him or her telling you that you just won $500. Again, the word social. You have 15 minutes to take care of this. Good luck.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
If you just missed it a couple of minutes ago, the word is social. That's the word you have to text to 45911. Yes. Got until 7:15 to do that. Shot at $500, qualify for the $10,000. Now, if you want to qualify for the $10,000 right off the bat, whether you win the $500 or not,
right,
make sure to enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Have a couple of minutes to do that. Remember, yesterday, Carla, Mike Trask.
Yes.
Listening on the app out of Colorado.
I know.
KKLZ listener Michael Trask got the $500, qualified for the $10,000.
That's how it works.
And the more you play, the more chances you have to win.
I have people who ask me that. So if I'm going to Utah, you know, and I'm listening, and if I'm going out of town or whatever, can I still? Yes, you can.
Listen.
Of course you can. Listen on the app. That is the easiest way to do just about everything through the app. It really is.
So the word is social. Make sure you do that. Sunshine, windy, gusts up to like 50 miles an hour later today. Nice right now.
Yeah, I know.
But 50 mile an hour winds maybe a little bit later on this afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. So brace yourself, lock it down, and get ready. 64 now. Every once in a while, we get one of those. We read it and go,
yeah, I know.
What's going on here?
This really is interesting. From one of our listeners, I'll hold off her name, I guess, just because she didn't say, but I'll anyhow.
Okay.
Hi, Mike, Carla, Morty. So I think my husband might be the most jealous guy on the planet. He walked in on me watching Bridgerton and totally freaked out. I was in the middle of that episode 5 love scene. He said, you might as well be cheating. Then we got into this discussion, and he's very serious. He thinks fantasizing about someone else is cheating.
Oh.
Apparently, they had a whole discussion on what constitutes cheating. She said, I said, you're ridiculous. Cheating has to be a physical act. Fantasizing is what most people do in whatever way they do it in, and it's not cheating. He's adamant about the fact that fantasizing is cheating. Oh, Lord.
Doesn't that keep you from cheating?
Doesn't that keep you from cheating and keep you, you know, interested sometimes? I'm not saying you're not interested, but that makes it even hotter sometimes. But, I mean, is watching Bridgerton? I know he's hot and all. I don't know how many women out there actually thought they had a chance with him. But... So
hey, listen, at my age, after all I've been through...
Bridgerton, Jody.
I don't know. I don't know what is and what isn't. And I know my wife, Jody, is probably saying, really? You don't? No, I do, but I don't take any chances anymore. I don't go out. Okay. I don't have contact with
there
people.
There you go. But that's just it. So, is fantasizing cheating? There's a guy who I told you about. He quit porn. I can't remember where he lives, what Asian country he's in, but he quit porn. He got off of Pornhub. He met a woman that he loves very much, and he said, I don't want to watch porn anymore because that seems like I'm cheating.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, you know what? Good for him, good for her.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, is that cheating?
No, I wouldn't think so, but who am I?
Right. I mean, if you're you know, touching somebody else that you shouldn't be touching... I suppose, or even sexting with somebody, I suppose that's cheating. But watching Bridgerton,
all right,
you might as well be cheating on me,
guys. If you wanna call in,
yes,
if you caught your wife watching Bridgerton,
yes,
the sex scene,
yeah,
is that cheating? Or women, if you want to dial up,
you caught your husband watching the sex scene in Bridgerton. Is that cheating?
Okay.
Is fantasizing cheating? Oh, dear Lord.
I don't know.
I can't believe I'm asking that.
All right. Text or call.
Are you ready for more?
The thing I look forward to the most is...
The Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Every once in a while, we get that text or email. If you want to text 702-739-9636. And we just look at it and go,
yeah,
really?
It's hilarious.
7:38, Mike and Carla Morning Show. John Schaefer with news here in a couple of minutes. Resetting.
Yes, husband watching, or she was watching Bridgerton. Husband walked in. It's that nice love scene. And he said, wow, you might as well be cheating on me. And then they got into a discussion, and he thinks that fantasizing about someone is cheating.
What was she doing while she was watching?
She was watching it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That she wasn't doing anything. Okay. She was watching the show.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Well, sparked some interesting discussion from our listeners. One of our listeners said, my husband walked in on me watching Bridgerton. He would have said... Or, oh, no, she said, my husband walked in on me, same thing, watching Bridgerton, that same scene, and said, yay, we get to watch porn.
Wow.
He fully embraces me re-watching Bridgerton as often as I want now.
See, guys will take anything.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Now, Michael said, what station is that show on? It's on Netflix, Michael, if you're wondering.
All right.
People, very, very funny. One more. Our listener said, I've been married for over 36 years. If there's a sexy woman in person or in a sex scene on TV, I tell my husband, come here, watch this. Maybe I'll get some.
Yep. You got to work all the angles.
Yes.
Dennis, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of it depends on your relationship. But in our younger years, my wife and I, we've been married 39 years. I used to like it when once in a while she would go to Chippendales or something like that with a group of her girlfriends. Because let me tell you, when she came home, she was hornier than hell.
Oh. Don't sugarcoat it.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, man, she was like ripping and roaring.
Yeah, that's what most guys think and hope for. What was the place down the strip that Bogies?
Oh,
Bogies.
God, way back in the day. Yeah, that was a long time ago, Mike. Yeah, that was a long time ago. But you're right. A lot of guys.
Aphrodisiac for women.
Go, dude.
Yes.
If it's in that purpose and everything. And a lot depends on your relationship and everything. But, you know, when we were really young, I mean, I used to buy her clothes, and she's a very attractive woman with a really nice body. But I liked guys to stare at her.
Yeah.
That was, I mean, that makes you feel good.
Hey, Dennis, I understand your philosophy about, you know, women going to the male review or whatever the case. How come women don't think the opposite?
Well, because men are horny all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's true. But I don't think that women necessarily think. If you guys think that we're worried about you hooking up with some stripper, you might want to think again.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Have you seen yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, I don't know. As much as the guys from Chippendale don't really want your wife.
Right.
The girls over at whatever it's called now, the library, don't really want your husband.
But she said I was special.
Yes, she did.
No, I mean,
I'm her favorite.
The stewardess, the flight attendant said bye-bye.
Chippendale on my forehead or...
Dennis, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks a lot for the call. Have a great day.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
The only morning show I listen to.
The Combs, the Savage Beast.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
10K Payday Contest is back. You have a chance to win $500 to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. And it was Jeff Taylor who got the call from the Beasley Banker last hour. Told him, hey, you won $500. His reaction.
That's awesome. Thank you.
There you go. And now he's qualified. Okay. Could win the $10,000 grand prize.
That's awesome. Thank you.
As
okay.
well as everybody else who
thank you.
Entered the word social correctly and on time last hour. Your next chance to score some free money. 10K Payday Contest. Coming up a little less than an hour from now. A little less than an hour from okay. now. We haven't done a senseless survey in a while.
No, we have not.
Let's dial one up. You ready to go?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Give me a minute. Let me gear up.
Get your questions all in order?
Yes. Yes.
All right. We'll do that here in about 10, 15 minutes. Sunshine, but windy. Gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Jeez. Don't know if you were thinking about going out running this afternoon.
I went yesterday. I took two runs. It was so nice.
Oh, so you're caught
really
up.
I did. Yes, that's right.
Okay. High in the mid to upper 80s. 66. Now let's catch up on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Literally just discussing this off the air. Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman retired yesterday. Tom Brady paid tribute to him. He said he won 3 of 7 Super Bowls with him and praised him as the ultimate teammate, saying he personally helped him through some dark times in the league.
Oh.
Who knew? I know. He's 34 years old, dealing with some knee issues, and he had surgery for an undisclosed ailment back in October, and that latest surgery, apparently it was a lot for him. He's having some problems, and he decided to hang up the cleats. So we'll see if that stays, you know, or not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 34 years old. You know, good career, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
Really a good career, you know.
Just relax and enjoy life.
Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? Ron Howard and his brother Clint, they wrote a joint memoir about their showbiz childhoods. Ron says, we're excited to share the story of how our parents pulled this off, raising two showbiz kids who had no clue that their lives were out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely were. But, man, you know, they were just those boys, weren't they?
They out of all those kid actors,
yeah.
if not from that generation, other kids from, you know, that
they
seem to have turned out okay.
Right, they definitely did. This is interesting. If you're an American Idol fan, 10 American Idol finalists from last season. Now, this is when the show was remote. They weren't doing anything in studio. 10 of them will perform on the Idol stage next Monday. Viewers will vote for one of them to join this season's top 10. Because they felt like maybe they just didn't get the time they should have.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. And by the way, Luke Bryan tested positive for COVID. had to miss last night's American Idol. He probably won't be doing Sunday's ACMs either if you are a fan. Yes, I'm very unfortunate, that's for sure. And the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This has played at a theater in Portland, Oregon every Saturday night for the past 43 years.
Wow.
They didn't break the tradition during the pandemic. There was one guy who came to the theater every Saturday night for 54 weeks to screen the movie.
Wow.
He didn't miss it, even during the pandemic.
And right on cue.
Right?
$1 million.
Oh. No, no,
sorry.
No, no, different movie,
Hold on.
Right on cue. Let's do the top one.
Hold on, right on cue. Brought the toast and...
Everyone should see this movie at least once. At least once.
Feed me.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's amazing, though. They kept showing the movie.
They did. That's they figured, you know what? Why not? If somebody wants to come in, they took all the protocol and all that, but it was one guy who came.
That's all it takes, right?
A year. Yeah. That's it. We're running it. If one person, they say, shows up. Got to run the movie. That's my take. Sponsored by Call Christine. Bankruptcy, Call Christine. 702-986-0000. I love this song. Or callchristine.com.
We haven't done one in a while, so we thought we'd bring it back.
Yes.
Where Carla basically turns into Kathleen Pelewski.
Yeah.
We get someone suspecting listener on the phone, and we do the senseless survey. Carla, this morning we're calling Jennifer.
Okay.
Jennifer, so have your questions lined up, ready to go. Hopefully she'll pick up. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, this is Kathleen Pelewski, and I'm calling from the Nevada Bureau of Senseless Surveys. Are you available for a short survey this morning?
Uh-huh.
Okay, first off, how many people in your household?
Four.
And would you support a four-day work week?
Oh, God, yes.
Now, considering we're already there, should we really be singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game?
Huh?
We can move on. We can pass on that one. Now, can women actually put on mascara with their mouth closed?
Maybe.
Now, why are they called training bras? What are we teaching them to do?
What do you mean, training? Train what?
Training.
What do you mean,
bras?
Well, of course, they're for young girls.
Just to train their little parts?
Oh, I guess.
Okay. Well, now, if athletes get the athlete's foot, do astronauts get mistletoe?
What kind of survey is this? Are you kidding me?
No, no, very serious now. Just one more question, if you'll just bear with me now. At what age is it okay to just give up trying to be hot and just go to bed with a couple grilled cheese?
Oh, no, I'm not, I'm never even going to answer that. No, no, goodbye.
Now that we got, okay, I've got it, okay.
That's it. That hasn't happened in a while. I thought she was going to go to the distance.
I don't know if anybody's hung up on me before. I'm not sure.
It's been a while. All right. We have to get her back on the phone and explain that. We'll do it after Quiet Riot. All right, Carla, we have to call Jennifer back. We don't want her thinking that,
that we're idiots.
Yeah.
That we're mean. Yeah.
That's what our government's doing now. We're just, just calling people for...
Hello?
Jennifer.
Yes.
Mike and Carla, the KKLZ Morning Show.
Uh-huh.
We just did a survey with you.
Oh, that was you guys.
Yeah,
of course. I should have known.
You should have known.
Yes, you should have known. Sure.
Who calls up with all those crazy questions?
It was crazy. That's why I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yes, I was. Sort of.
Yeah. A little bit.
Couldn't get a real answer.
I couldn't
quite get one.
Nothing. You were a great sport.
That's because it was senseless.
Yes, it was, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
So senseless.
I think you only passed on one question.
No, I know, sort of, yeah.
Well, thank you for being a good sport. Thank you for listening.
Love you guys.
You know what? If you have somebody you want us to call, We'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I would love that. Please, right. Please. I've gotten a couple suggestions, and I would like more.
Okay, so
as
text.
As long as you know they're, you know.
Cool.
Not going to come over here and hurt me.
Right. 702. Text name and number, 702-739-9636. All right. You have a chance to win those tickets for the immersive, the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit and qualify for the flyaway to San Francisco. We'll do that after Gloria Gaynor.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Keeps me entertained.
They keep it real on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so all this week you have a chance to win tickets to experience the original immersive Van Gogh experience, which is coming to Vegas, secret location, July 1st. This is the original. Now, to give you a sneak peek, you and I are going to fly off to San Francisco. It's already there.
Right.
The weekend of May 1st, 2nd, we're going to fly off, stay at the San Francisco Marriott Marquis Hotel, $100, $150 American Express gift card, and we'll have transportation to and from the airport to the hotel. We're going to have a blast. You see Van Gogh like you've never seen it before. This is so cool. You know, in Vegas, there's a lot of things to see and do.
Right.
So when something different comes along,
yeah,
people want to do it.
Absolutely.
And whether you're into art or not, but you have to go and check it out.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. This is your chance, again, to win tickets to when it comes here in July and qualify for the flyaway to San Francisco in May. So what we're going to do, a round of 5 and 10.
Okay.
Carla, we'll have a category for you. Well, give you 10 seconds on the clock.
Well, okay. Actually, I'm going to change that. We're going to do finish the song title today.
Are you really?
That's what we're going to do. Yes. Yeah.
Call
I know.
An audible.
I switched it around on you there. I know.
Orange. Orange. Kill.
That's
kill.
Right.
Omaha.
Yes, that's right. So I'm going to change it around.
Wow.
Yeah, why not?
See, for those people that think this is a well-oiled, planned-out machine.
It is not. I'm afraid.
Truth be told.
You know what? I get a little iffy sometimes. You know, I'm a little impatient. And anytime we do 5 and 10, we get like 4 seconds of, okay, what is it?
Okay. So finish the song title.
Yes.
Now, what do you want to do? 3 out of 5? 5 out of 5?
We'll go 3 out of 5.
Three out of five.
I'll go there.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it's Tuesday.
Okay. Yes, it is.
We'll get through news and weather.
Every question I'm answering today is with my middle finger, pretty much. So.
All right. So we'll get through news and weather. Look for caller number 9. By the way, you got to be 21 or older to win these tickets and qualify for the weekend getaway to San Francisco. So 702-739-9636. You want to do it? Give us a call. Let's see if we can't find somebody to win. Carla, we have Tiffany on the phone. She's a little bit nervous.
Okay.
Now, this is called Finish the Song Title.
Right. This should be. And keep in mind, this is for the Van Gogh exhibit. Okay.
All right. So 3 out of 5, Tiffany, and you're a winner and a qualifier. Here we go. Number 1.
My heart will
go on.
Number 2.
Don't go breaking
my heart.
And number 3.
Wake me up before
you go.
Good job. Tiffany, nervous.
Did the third one count for 2?
Yeah, that was 2. You got 4 out of 5 there. Yeah.
Wake me up before you Van Gogh go.
Yes, that's right.
That should have been the game. All right, maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
Yes, maybe Friday will Van Gogh go.
You got the tickets for the original Van Gogh exhibit when it comes to town in July. But even better yet, you're qualified for that flyaway. You and I are going to fly away to San Francisco, see the exhibit there, stay at the San Francisco the Marriott Marquis. Will have different rooms, of course. Don't worry about that. And $150 American Express gift card. We are going to have so much fun. So hopefully you win and we'll have a blast. So hang on, everybody else. Second chance to win and qualify online right now at 90.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
63KKLZ.com.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old-timey fun?
Online transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Play to win.
I'm in it to win.
Our brand is to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ, Las Vegas.
Here we got another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is chill.
Chill. C-H-I-L-L. Chill.
That's the word you need to win $500 right now. Text it to 45911. That's 45911. Win the $500 and also qualify for that 10K payday. Enter chill at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app. It is free. It should be on your smartphone already. That's the easiest way to do it. Again, the word chill. You have 15 minutes to do this. Now, be sure if you get some weird phone number calling you, just a random number, 25 minutes or so, pick it up. Could be the Beasley banker, and you don't want to miss that call telling you you just won $500. Again, the word chill, C-H-I-L-L. You have 15 minutes to do this. 45911 is the text number. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. I'm sure this isn't the only place that has done it, but a health clinic in New Orleans teamed up with a bar called the Dragon's Den last week.
Love that.
Offered free shots for shots. Yeah. So if you got vaccinated out front, you got a free shot at the bar.
Hello?
Just seems like a natural, right?
I love that. Yes, I love it.
You want to get people vaccinated?
I want to go take advantage of everything out there. I was looking up all the specials.
Were you?
Yes, I was. Yes. I'm going to go get my donut. I might go get there's a free beer somewhere. Yeah.
Just flash the card.
Yeah. Hello, right here.
All right. Well, good for them. And like I said, I'm probably not the only place.
Right.
Woman in Tennessee tried to buy gift cards at a Dollar General store using a fake $1 million bill. Why do you start out big?
Maybe she was touched. Maybe. I don't know. Don't know.
I love how you say it quieter.
I know. That's,
like nobody will hear it. So you're saying there might be other issues involved.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But yeah.
Like a fake hundy or something.
Right. Try that.
I mean, that's a little bit more than $1 million. $1 million bill.
Did you read where she said she got it?
No.
Did you? Yeah. She said she got it from church.
Oh. Well.
That's even worse.
Or even better.
Depending on
how you look at it.
Yeah, I told the cops I got it from church.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
God bless you. God bless you.
Go on.
The church
get out
is
going to
be
here.
So proud I donated $1 million.
I got it from church.
And what happened to that $1 million bill? Yeah.
Couldn't break it, so they gave it to me. Nobody can break these anymore. So I'm just going to tell you to keep the change.
Yeah, the change drawer is a little short.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
The basket.
Yeah. Mildred, could we get a roll of pennies?
Because we're missing that $1 million bill.
Hold on, I got to go to the bank. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you guys saw this story. USC. Tough school to get into, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're Lori Loughlin,
I guess.
Unless you're Aunt Becky. No problem. A couple weeks ago, a homeless man was arrested. He was posing as a USC football player. Now, he managed to fool everyone for quite a few days. And he wasn't hiding. He was eating with the team, did jacuzzis with the team.
Wow.
He threw on a helmet and jersey. He was doing drills.
Yeah.
And fielding punts during practice. Now, they say that he also slept for some time in one of the suites at the college.
Good for him.
He got caught. You know why he got caught? Because he was really good on the field. But he wasn't great at fielding punts.
Oh.
So they kind of looked into things, and they said, oh, yeah, well, wow, this shouldn't happen. We have all sorts of security. This shouldn't happen. Others said, you know what? He might still be playing if he had Division I football-level skills. Because right. he really
If he could catch a football on a punt.
Yes, he just couldn't do that.
Well,
it was great. But
I don't know if you've
like,
watched college football, but
yes,
he's not the only one.
Let him play.
Let him play.
Yes, exactly. And in Belleville, Canada, police used a tattoo to identify a fugitive. Now, this is a little different from, you know, having that unusual tattoo. This 24-year-old, he had an outstanding warrant for a court date that he missed, gave the cops a fake name. They questioned him, and then they were able to identify him because his real name is his tattoo.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
Who tattoos their own
I'm
name
serious.
Besides
well,
this guy?
If you forget, you just look up. There
do,
it is
do,
right
Do you
there.
Put it upside down? So
yeah,
when you,
that, so when you look up, it's right. There you go. Yeah, he was arrested and taken to jail. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. Well, Mike, you and I did DJs for PJs for many, many years. And then, you know, the past few years, especially because of the pandemic, COVID and all that, we hadn't done it in a little bit. Well, Darcy Neighbors, who started DJs for PJs, made a very cool announcement on Friday. We have her on the phone.
Well, the big news, and we're so excited about it, is that we have changed the DJs for PJs, you know, regular events that we're having in the parking lot to PJs in perpetuity. And what I mean by that is we were able to build an endowment over the years where we collected lots of pajamas, over 100,000 pairs of pajamas. We were also able to collect money during that time. So all these years we've been putting in an endowment, and that endowment has grown large enough now that we're able to spin it off, and we've selected three charities, and those three charities are Safe Nest, Child Haven, and St. Jude's Ranch for Children, all who, you know, service families and kids that have been abused and neglected. So what we do now is every year from now forever, each one of those will receive 150 pairs of pajamas every year, which are $1,500 worth. Those kids will get a pajamas every single year. And what I think I really like about this, Mike and Carla, is if you think about it, the amount of pajamas that will be given away, one child who is abused and neglected will receive a pair of pajamas every day of every year from here into perpetuity.
Darcy, that is awesome. So if people still want to donate, whether it be cash or pajamas themselves, tell everybody the website.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's djsforpjs.org, and there's a donation button on that, and every little bit helps. I mean, every $10 donation, you know, equates to a pair of pajamas.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it is. That's really cool.
Yeah, for the
Love
longest
that.
Time, we'd be out on the street corner, West Charleston and Durango.
Right.
Laying in that bed in our pajamas.
Yes, that's right.
So
yeah, it was
this
a lot
is
of fun.
Such great news, and she announced that Friday, and it was awesome. So make sure, and we'll put all the information on our website if you want to make a donation or do what you can. All right? Anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, the first of three. This morning, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Recapping the show, National Grilled Cheese Day today.
Yes, yeah.
So grill up the sandwiches. Those damn pigeons that we talked about. I swear to God, if I go home, I'm getting a super soaker.
Get one of those and get those those foil things. You'll get them at Lowe's or Home Depot. They have them over there.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
The woman who got pregnant, she was pregnant, then got pregnanted, impregnated again, got pregnant again.
My worst nightmare, twice.
And everything's fine. Kids are fine. She's fine. Everything's fine.
Oh, yeah, she's fine now. Just wait.
4 or 5 years? Well, you need some diapers?
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
Oh, yeah, college. Oh,
and by the way, VGK back on the ice. Put that winning streak back on the line on the road. Right, Morty? They're
in L.A.
Taking on the Kings for a couple of games. So go Knights, go. Otherwise, Wendy Rush. She's up next. She'll have another code word for you. Plus, hold on. Just got the call from the Beasley banker, Mike Sweeney.
Okay.
$500 Richard qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win. Wendy Rush will have that for you a little over an hour, 11 o'clock. So thanks so much for the texting, for the calls. Enjoy your day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.